Here's Pastor Brian as he begins this week's study.
Welcome to the program today. Here on Solid Ground, we're involved in an in-depth study of Matthew chapter 24, looking at the end times. All this week, we're going to be taking a break from our verse-by-verse study of Matthew 24, and we're going to specifically focus on the passages throughout the entire Old and New Testament which focus on the Antichrist. There are definite specific passages of Scripture which point to an individual who will be raised up in the last days, will rule over the world, and bring in great deception. I'm not saying that we are able to spot who he is today or identify him, but there's definitely Scriptures which would point to a specific individual that's going to rise up in the last days. And today I want to look at that term Antichrist because it's not only used to describe an individual, but it's also used to describe a spirit or a mentality. And I'd like to start off today by describing what the term Antichrist means. The main passages that we'll look at will be out of 1 and 2 John. And starting in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, it says this, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming. Even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour." And so here we have the term Antichrist used in the two different ways that it's found in the Bible. First of all, it says the Antichrist, focusing on a particular individual, but then it also says many Antichrists have come. So what we have in the Scriptures is a distinction between an individual who is referred to as the Antichrist and many individuals who we could term as Antichrist. Now the word Antichrist is a broad term, and it means any person or movement who promotes a false Christ or a false religion, or any person who leads people astray from the true Christ, or any person who is in opposition to Christ, or any person who would say that they are the Christ, or actually any person who would teach false doctrine about Jesus Christ. So the term Antichrist, used by John, is a very broad term. Now, this has led some to believe, because the verse does mention that we are in the last hour, some have concluded that in the end times there will not be one individual who is the Antichrist that will be raised up as a world leader. They would only look at the term Antichrist as someone that would teach false doctrine, and they're going to be in every generation. I believe there's truth to that point, that the term Antichrist is used in that way. And those that would follow such teaching are what is referred to as amillennial. And they don't believe that there'll be a seven-year tribulation period. They don't believe that there'll be one world leader in the last days. They believe that what'll happen is that Christ will come back sometime in the future. No one knows that day or the hour, and that'll be the end. There's no last world religion, but just the second coming of Jesus Christ, where everyone will be raised and judged at the same time. And they would use a passage like this to support that and teach that there really isn't an Antichrist that will be raised up in the last days. But I believe what they fail to see is that the term Antichrist is both applied to those who would teach things that are contrary to Christ, as well as to that one last individual. And I believe even John makes that clear, where he says in verse 18, "It is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist is coming." And there it is specific, the Antichrist is coming. And then also many Antichrists are present in this day. John also says something similar in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, which helps us identify who could be classified as Antichrist. Verses 1 through 3 read this way, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and now is already in the world." And so here it now mentions the spirit of the Antichrist. And the spirit of the Antichrist, which he says you heard is coming and is already in the world, again would delineate between that one last individual who we could refer to as the Antichrist, as well as the Antichrist spirit that's in the world today. Now, the Antichrist spirit that's in the world today is anything that would be contrary to the true teaching of Jesus Christ. Now, in the first century, as we're reading in 1 John, it related to those that would deny the humanity of Jesus Christ. And John says that there were some in the church, there were false prophets that were teaching there in that local assembly that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. John says that person is of the spirit of the Antichrist, or they are an Antichrist because they're teaching things that are contrary to the true nature of Jesus Christ. And that's how you could identify a false prophet or a false teacher or those who are of the spirit of the Antichrist that would teach something that is in contrast to Christ. The word anti means in place of or something that is false. So that's the spirit of Antichrist, a false Christ, or something that is being put in the place of Christ. And here in 1 John, it related to those that were teaching that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. He didn't have a real human body. And this was probably the beginning of the false teaching referred to as Gnosticism. And they taught that Christ really did not have a human body. It only appeared that he had a human body because they believed that all things that were material were evil. And so there's no way that God could have created a human body and that the Christ could have inhabited a true human body. John says those that teach such things are of the spirit of the Antichrist, which is already in the world and that you have heard was coming. So here we see that the Antichrist spirit or the Antichrist teaching is already in the world, but yet there's also something that's coming that could be referred to as the Antichrist. And that's that last individual that all the false teaching about Christ will culminate in this man. And this man will eventually say that he himself is the Christ and will want to be worshipped in place of the true Jesus Christ. John also says this in his second epistle in 2 John verse 7. And this verse is extremely important because it points out the importance of true doctrine and down to the detail as when we teach about Jesus Christ that we need to be accurate. 2 John verse 7 reads this way, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." So John uses the term antichrist as to anyone that would teach something that is false about the Lord, about his humanity, or about his deity. And that's why John gave us that test in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, that any spirit that would confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. That was a test for that first century, because that was the Antichrist teaching or false teaching that was hitting the church that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. And John says whoever would deny that Christ was truly human is a deceiver and an antichrist. Now, you need to see from this passage of Scripture, as I said, the importance of doctrine, and doctrine that is very precise, especially when it relates to the nature of Christ. Because if you don't believe the right things about Jesus Christ, it relates to your eternal salvation. And this is what John also says in John 17, verse 3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So eternal life is based on knowing the true God and knowing Jesus Christ as he's revealed himself. And if you are false in that teaching or false in your belief on that, the Bible says you are deceived and that you're part of the spirit of Antichrist, which is in the world today. And that spirit of the Antichrist, that false teaching about Jesus Christ, has been around from the first century, continues to exist in our generation as well. But the Bible also teaches that there'll be one man who we could refer to as the Antichrist, where all this false teaching will culminate in him. And one of the main passages it says that an individual will be raised up in the last days is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And verses 1 through 4 read as follows. "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first." Now, the falling away is when the church stops teaching true doctrine and replaces it with false doctrine about the nature of salvation, about the nature of Christ. And then it goes on to say in verse 3, now listen very carefully, "and the man of sin is revealed." That is an individual. That is one person who the Bible refers to as the man of sin. We commonly refer to him as the Antichrist. Now, that's probably not the term that is applied to him most in the Bible. There's a lot of different terms which the Scriptures refer to him as. And the term Antichrist is primarily found in 1 John. But here he's referred to as the man of sin. He will be revealed, the son of perdition, which means that he's the son of destruction. Verse 4 says, "who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." That's not a spirit. That's not a teaching. That is an individual. And we commonly refer to him as the Antichrist. And so the Bible predicts there will be one man in the last days who will put himself in place of Jesus Christ. That's why he is the Antichrist, the man to be worshipped as God. He'll even go into the temple and present himself as the true and living God. But in reality, he is a false Christ. He is putting himself in place of Christ. He is the Antichrist that the Bible speaks of, will rise up in the last days. Then also in verse 8 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he's referred to as the lawless one, which says, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. So it's definitely a specific individual that the Lord will allow to be raised up in the last days. Other terms that he goes by is the beast there in Revelation chapter 13, as well as the little horn of Daniel chapter 7. So in summary, what the Bible speaks of is that the term Antichrist is used of anyone that would teach things false about Jesus Christ. And that spirit and that teaching is in the world today and in every generation. But also in the last days, there'll be one man who we could refer to as the Antichrist or the son of perdition or the lawless one or the beast or the little horn. A lot of different terms the Bible would apply to him, that he will be one individual that'll be raised up in the last days that will want to take the place of Christ and demand to be worshiped as God. Now, for the rest of this week, what we'll be looking at is what the Bible says about the Antichrist, that last world leader, in relationship to his political, financial, and religious influence over the earth in the last days. God bless you, and if we could help you in any way with your studies in the Word of God, if you'd like to take correspondence courses or would like previous tapes from other Solid Ground program, please call us at our new toll-free number, 1-877-941-LAM.